and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Taking a shower? I know I'm not supposed to be in here, but I have to tell somebody. Listen, I passed my comprehensive test at cooking school. What do you think of that?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud.
I'm sorry. I thought you're not Chrissy or Janet. This is my bathroom. Who are you? Not that it matters, you know, because, I mean, you can take a shower in there anytime you want.
Oh, Jack.
You know my name. Am I dreaming? Because I do have dreams like this, and if this is a dream, I want to get in there right away.
It's not. I'm Eleanor Phillips.
Eleanor Phillips? I'm sorry, have we ever showered together before?
No. Maybe my maiden name will help. Eleanor Garvey?
Eleanor Gar... Of course, you're Eleanor. You used to sleep in my bed. I mean, you were the girl's roommate before me.
Right. They wrote me all about you. Oh, Mr. Roper let me in. Hope you don't mind my making myself comfortable.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, Eleanor, get as comfortable as you like. Oh, God, this is going to be a great surprise for Chrissy and Janet.
Jack, I'd like to get dressed. If that's your favorite seat, I could save it for you.
What? Oh, no, this, no, it's not.
Out, Jack.
Huh?
Out.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you didn't think I was going to stay in here and... No. You know where the towels are? Well, sure, you're there in the old place where you left them because you lived here. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. They're plastic, so there's no shattered glass for little bare feet. There it is. Back where they belong. Okay, I'll be outside if you need me, okay? Just checking the wall, you know, sometimes it gets plastered.
Out.
I'm going. If you need me, I'll be right up. I'm sorry, excuse me, I was just testing the lock and it failed.
The nerve to ask me to go on one of those back to nature weekends with him.
Well, what's wrong with that?
His idea of back to nature is stripping in the living room.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Well, what's the big smile for?
Nothing unless you want to count the two big surprises.
Surprises? Oh, fantastic. I love surprises.
Really, Chrissy?
Yeah. Funny how you never expect them.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Gib, what are the surprises?
Well, you'll find out about one of them pretty soon, so I'll tell you about the other one, okay? All right. Now, what have I been preparing for all year long? The one thing in the world I want more than anything else...
Linda Sandowski.
No, an A on my comprehensive. It's the most important test at cooking school. 2 years from now, I will be a chef.
Oh, yes!
Oh, Jack, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Me too. Oh. Mm.
I think she's a little happier for me than you are.
Yeah? How's that for happy?
You're catching up. You're moving, Chrissy. That's my second surprise.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I just came to visit.
You can stay?
Uh-huh. Oh, totally. Oh, come on, sit down. Come on, I don't believe it. Gosh, it's been so long.
Yeah?
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry. Have you met Eleanor?
Yeah, before you came home. You look cute with clothes on.
Okay, tell us all about
Teddy. Oh, how's married life?
Much better since the divorce.
No, Eleanor.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. We didn't know.
Hey, you guys, it's nothing to get upset about. Teddy and I just got tired of fighting over the same silly thing.
What was that?
How big a jerk he really is.
Well, couldn't you have worked something out?
Believe me, Janet, it's all for the best.
Yeah, but marriage
No,
is...
buts. It's over. Oh, you guys, I can't believe it. The three of us together again.
That's great.
Remember that guy that would never leave us alone? What was his name, Janet?
Crazy Arthur.
Yes! Remember what he tried with Chrissy?
Oh, yeah.
What did he try?
Well, I wouldn't let him.
You wouldn't let him do what?
Neither would I.
What? I wouldn't let him what?
I know that Crazy Arthur asked me to.
At the same time, they should have called him Acrobatic Arthur. Instead of Crazy Arthur, they should have called him Matt. Well, because there's three of you and only one guy.
Thank you.
So oh, another
you. Oh, wait a minute, Helen. Huh? What do you have there?
Oh, it's your army card. I was going to lend it to the kids while Eleanor's here.
You can't do that. That's my only souvenir from World War II.
World War II? You bought this at a garage sale.
Yeah, but from a veteran. I bet that bed could tell a lot of stories.
I wish ours could.
Hi, Mr. Roper. I came for the army cot.
Oh, here it is, Jack.
Great, thank you.
Wait a minute. Who's going to sleep in this?
Eleanor will set it up in the girls' bedroom.
Which girl's bedroom?
Don't pay any attention to him, Jack. He thinks that hunk of junk is worth something.
I don't think. I know it is. I mean, how many things are still around from the 1940s?
You mean besides my wardrobe?
Hey, Mr. Roper, don't worry. Eleanor will take real good care of your cot.
Oh, if it's for Eleanor, it's all right. She was a very good tenant.
Thank you.
I mean, Eleanor paid her rent on time, not like some tenants I could name.
Right. I better be going, Mr. Roper.
Wait, I better help you set that up.
No, I can figure it out.
Jack, it's not that easy. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, you could catch your finger. Ow, ow, ow! Jack, my finger's caught.
What do I do?
Open that up.
Open that up?
Oh. Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow!
And from here, I'm going to San Diego. I've always wanted to live there.
Yeah, but you're going to stay here for a while, aren't you?
Just a few days.
Good.
Oh, look. Look at this picture. The three of us at the Stones concert.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, right after this picture was taken, you ran up on the stage.
Yeah, and we had to carry you home. Boy, were you knocked out.
Well, remember, I had actually touched a girl who had just touched Mick Jagger's toe.
All right, here we go. One slightly used army cot.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jack.
No problem. I'll just set it up in here later, Eleanor.
Remember this? I forgot all about it.
Oh, yes.
Boy, Eleanor, you sure brought a lot of luggage. Four big suitcases.
I know. It's everything I own.
Yeah. Looks like you're never going back.
I'm not.
So, what are you girls up to?
Oh, nothing, Jack. Just a little girl talk. You wouldn't be interested.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, if you need me, I'll be in the kitchen. I'm making a special treat for dinner tonight, chicken divan.
Jack.
No, Janet. Don't thank me until you've tasted it, and then just a simple hickey will be enough. I'll make dinner.
Jack, we already asked Eleanor to cook dinner for us.
You did?
Yeah, for old time's sake. Before you came, she did all the cooking.
Oh, well, I just thought you might want to taste the dish that helped me get an A on my test.
We do, Jack. Some other time, though.
She never looked better.
Well, I never had so much free time before dinner. Oh, Chrissy, your radio. You know the one you've been wanting me to fix for a month? Bring it here, and I'll fiddle with your dials.
You don't have to, Jack. I already fixed it. It was just a loose wire.
Oh, a loose wire. Well, that was the first thing I was going to check.
Here's when we all went to Disneyland that time. Boy, that was a good time.
Oh, it sure was.
Listen, if you need me, I'll be outside somewhere.
Oh, look, look.
Oh, no.
There's Chrissy holding hands with Goofy.
That isn't Goofy. That was my date.
What are you talking about, sweetheart? I think about you every day. Yes. But, I know. I only call you once a month, but that's all the free time I get. My job's got a lot of pressures. It's not easy being a diamond cutter. What do you mean I don't remember you? How could I ever forget my sweet Carol? C-A-R-O-L. As long as there's a moon above, I'll always remember those beautiful... green eyes. And that hair. Oh, that incredible auburn hair, yeah. You're 5 stars. You're a 5-star general in the Army of Love. Yeah. All right, look, so are we on for Friday? Well, tell me now, baby, or I won't fly in from Amsterdam. Atta girl. Ciao. She loves me, Jack.
Tell me something, Larry, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried telling a girl the truth?
Yeah, I would, Jack, but I've got this theory. I figure any person who gets up an hour early every morning to put on eyeliner, lip gloss, and plastic fingernails is not a person who wants to hear the truth.
You're incredible. Yeah. Listen, you want to do something tonight?
No, I can't. I'm late for a date already.
Do you mind if I just hang around here until you're ready to go?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, this isn't like you, Jack. I've been hanging around here a lot last couple of days, ever since Eleanor came.
Yeah, well, the girls are old friends. I got a lot of catching up to do, mostly girl stuff, nothing for me.
Uh-huh.
Eleanor's a great girl, you know? I mean, she can fix things, she can cook.
She can pay the rent.
Hmm?
Don't you see it, Jack? 3 good friends, all female, reunited, one with no place to live. You gotta face it.
Face what?
Eleanor's coming back. You're on your way out. You can't be. Are you...
Oh, come on, Larry. Just because the girl's got a few things in common, it means nothing.
You're right.
Just because she can cook and do a few of the little things I can do.
It's unimportant.
It's unimportant. And just because she brought everything she owns with her.
Hey, we're talking sheer coincidence.
Sheer coincidence. Larry, I'm on my way out.
That's what I said before.
I know.
I got it. Got it? The answer to all your problems. We'll get Eleanor back together with her husband.
She hates her husband.
Okay, we'll get her together with someone else's husband.
Larry, what are we talking about anyway? The girls won't throw me out. They like me too much.
Yeah, but with Eleanor here, what do they need you for? Protection? When you're gone, they won't need any.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Larry. I got the new curtains for your bedroom. Only take me a minute to put them up.
Wait a second. I didn't ask for new curtains.
I know.
Why is he putting up new curtains in my bedroom?
They're redecorating for Eleanor, that's why.
Which means it's curtains for me.
You got it?
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do.
Come on. Sure there is. Well, come on. Where's the old five?
Don't. The old
not now, okay,
where's
Larry?
Jack Tripper?
Larry,
come on, man.
No, come on.
I'm not a...
Come on,
come on. Cut that out, Larry.
No.
Hold on.
Not in the mood.
Wow. What have we here? Matching set of Tinkerbell?
Mr. Roper, I can explain.
You don't have to. I should have figured it out myself.
No. You don't understand.
You know, you two have been spending a lot of time together lately.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. I served 4 years in the Marines.
Oh, yeah? What outfit? The flouncing 59th?
Wait a second. This is ridiculous. I love girls. I go out with them all the time.
Maybe you're amphibious.
Jack!
He knows, Larry!
Would you stay away from me? I'm just walking.
What is it, sweetheart?
He's gone.
He's gone? Oh, good.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Who started with the rough house? Who started with the rough...
Hi, guys. Hi.
Where were you guys?
We were out buying donuts. Would you care for one, Jack? They're really good.
No, thanks.
Larry, eat them while they're hot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, Eleanor's not with you?
No, she's still out shopping.
Oh, good, because there's something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, well, before you do, Jack, we have a favor to ask of you.
This is real important, Jack.
Oh, so is this, Jack. I'm going to ask him. See, tomorrow night, we were planning on having a surprise welcome back party for Eleanor, you know, just to get all our friends together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we wanted to know if you'd bake a cake for us.
What? Oh, sure, I'm the one who's going to bake a cake for Eleanor.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Jack, what did you want to ask us?
Forget it. Your question answered mine. But there's something I'd like to say to
Jack.
Both of you.
Okay.
Jack,
just a second,
can I see you? I have been living here with you.
Jack.
No, wait a minute.
Wow. You'll have to forgive Jack. It's been a tough day. His horoscope told him that his biorhythms had bad karma.
Listen to me.
Come on.
Gee, Jack seemed kind of upset about baking the cake for us.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't worry. It'll be okay when he finds out the party's really for him for passing his cooking test.
Larry, are you nuts?
No, you are. Bake the cake for Eleanor.
Why? They're throwing me out of my own apartment.
Who says the cake has to be good? Can you imagine the look on someone's face after biting into a cake that tastes, say, of sawdust? Jack, there are lots of ways to ruin a party.
Like what?
Well, sneezing powder, spiders in the bathtub, little hand buzzers.
No, that's kid stuff.
Oh, okay. Streaking.
Streaking.
Yes, that would shut it down real fast.
Streaking. Well, that's old, isn't it, Larry?
No, come on.
No, you know, I wouldn't have the nerve to take off my clothes in front of those people.
I'll do it with you.
Huh?
Come on, what are friends for?
You will streak with me?
Of course. Jack, baby, look, this is your going away party. You might as well go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want you to know I'd be happy to bake a cake for Eleanor.
Really? Oh, fantastic.
Wow, yeah, this is going to be a great surprise.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a great party.
Oh, yeah, this will be one party you'll never forget.
The apartment looks so nice.
Oh, thanks, Patty.
Wait till you see the food later on.
It looks like everything's going great.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think it's really going to be a big surprise. Well, you all enjoy yourselves. Jack, everybody's waiting for the cake. Can I help?
Jen, I think everything's under control in here. Why don't you just go out there and mingle?
Well,
I'll be out in a second, Janet.
Oh, okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
Jack, that cake looks so real. You were supposed to make it out of sawdust.
I did. Believe me, Larry, before this was a cake, it was a bookcase.
How do you like my streaking outfit, huh? One zip, and I'm ready for action.
Oh, it's great.
And I thought it would be in rather poor taste to go completely nude, so I had this little sign made up for the occasion.
If you see anything you like, honk three times.
Honk, honk, honk. Okay, now don't forget the plan. I will streak from the front door into the bedroom. You streak from the bedroom out the front door. All we need is a signal.
Oh, don't worry about that. Chrissy's taking care of that.
Chrissy? How?
Well, no, I told her that when Eleanor gets here, she's to have everybody begin singing for She's a Jolly Good Fellow. When you hear that, streak.
Brilliant.
So you got to sneak outside as soon as you can.
I can't wait. Let's go for it.
All right. This will teach him to mess with Jack Tripper. Get your cake. Come on. Ready? Here we go. The special cake for everyone. Yum, 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 yum. All right. Come on, everybody. Help yourselves.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy, cake.
Dig in, because there's plenty.
Yeah, I want you all to have a big piece, because later on there's going to be a dessert that will really get your attention.
Oh, here you go, Patty.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, sorry about that. There you are.
Boy, this cake looks fantastic. Is it a new recipe?
Yeah, well, actually, just around here. It's an old lumberjack's favorite.
Okay, Eleanor, come on.
Surprise!
This is for me?
Yes,
it sure is.
Congratulations, Jack.
Yay!
Jack, you didn't think that we'd forget about your passing your big test, did you? Gosh, we care too much about you for that.
You do?
Yeah.
What about Eleanor?
Well, I care about you, too.
Yeah, in fact, she was the one who insisted on having the party tonight before she moves to San Diego tomorrow.
You're leaving?
Yeah. Congratulations, Jack. Hey, did you like the present that Stanley and I got you? You know, the curtains for your bedroom?
They're not for Eleanor either.
For Eleanor?
Whatever gave you a crazy idea like that?
Why did you fall for it? You really thought the party was for Eleanor, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You even baked a cake and everything.
Yeah, the cake.
The cake! Roper!
Jack, this cake is delicious. Helen, why can't you bake cakes like this?
Okay, everybody, all together.
Four Larry,
no! Larry, wait! Geronimo!
What was that all about, Jack?
Yeah, what was what all about? I didn't see anything.
Encore, Larry! Encore! Encore! Oh, he's a drunk! He's a drunk! Everybody, are you?
Larry? Now, come on, Larry. I tried to stop you, but you were too fast for me. Larry, you can't stay in there all night. Come on now. Larry.
I'm so embarrassed. I'll never be able to face any of you again.
Oh, yes, you will, Larry. Come on. You know, you ran by so fast, you were nothing but one big blur.
Yeah, we couldn't see anything, really. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel a lot better.
Oh, good. Hey, Larry.
Yeah?
Honk, honk, honk.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.